This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105 through the Fan. You'll find us around this time every night this week. So make sure you're sticking with us here on the KNC Masterpiece. Also, go to 105throughthefan.com/contests and click on contests and sign up to register. And I think you only have two more nights to do this, Kevin. You have tonight and tomorrow to go see It Chapter 2 with us. We're trying to convince Reggie to go, but he likes to be held during scary movies.
I do that.
Reggie, Kevin will hold you during the movie if that makes you feel more comfortable.
It probably makes him less likely to go, right?
Reggie?
What Kevin said.
Okay. All right. So he said, please hold him. But we want to see you there, and we're going to be there for this because this is a big deal for us. For me personally, I got to read a bunch of Stephen King stuff. I read this book, and this is the closing part of the chapter. For Kevin, he just loves movies, and anytime he can get in to see a free movie,
hell yeah,
he's all about it.
I don't know if Kevin loves movies, to be honest with you. I think he hates movies.
Okay. I love movies.
He starts out hating the movie.
Right.
And then can't be swayed
most
times.
I really like the first It.
He loves hating the movie.
Based on what he read from Rotten Tomatoes, he decides whether they were right or more right.
Let me go see if I'm going to like this movie right now.
But I'm really looking forward to it because, Colby, the first movie, a lot of it was very close to what I visualized while I was reading the book.
It did. And even the updating of, instead of looking in a book, they were watching the movie on stuff like that, that they just went through and they cut some stuff out that probably didn't need to be in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. Like that one thing that y'all told me about. Mm-hmm. That did not need to be in there. Mm-mm.
And that's why it wasn't. All right, so let's go around the entire NFC East and dip into some NFC East soup.
What?
I'm going to get it right by the end of this year, guys. I promise. What did I call it last year?
I don't know. You want me to remember last year?
Rumbling Through the East. That's what I called it.
Nobody called it that.
Hit the music, Reggie.
As always, as we play the give up bed, the Parker special, choose your own adventure. Which team would you like to start with? The Eagles, the Redskins, the Giants, or the Cowboys?
I'm going to go with option A, Kevin. Let's hear about the Eagles.
The Eagles. So, unfortunately for you, Colby, I have to start with a really positive Eagles story.
All right, I want to go with the Giants.
Oh, it's really good, though. Eagles rookie Sharif Miller he's talking to the kids about gun violence. So he said that the area that he grew up in, well, unfortunately, he saw a lot of violence there. And so he went over to the school, Frankfort High School. Since 2017, three Frankfort students have been killed by gun violence. Mm. And he also went to the school's rival, the Boys Latin of Philadelphia Charter School, also have had three students killed by gun violence. Mm. And because of that, you know, he's trying to get involved. And then then Sharif Miller himself, he has also lost people very close to him in his life to gun violence. And so I know that obviously we're supposed to dislike the Eagles, but what Sharif is doing right here, I think it's pretty awesome.
I mean, as far as a team, yeah, okay. But good guys doing good things and reaching out to where they need to reach out to have an effective and positive look to that and to try and, you know, lift people up to where that, yes, that's good. That's awesome. The Eagles still suck.
They've had a couple dudes run through there that have done some very good things in their community.
They really
Chris Long, And then you heard him with his weed discussion after his career was over. That was sure. pretty spectacular.
Absolutely.
So,
will the next one be Melvin Gordon?
What?
So,
what?
Yeah. Over the weekend, news broke for some reason that we knew about like a month ago that he could seek out a trade. The Chargers GM said, okay, yeah, we knew that. So the internet melted down when Melvin Gordon started following the Philadelphia Eagles on Instagram. Everybody, of course, jumped to the conclusion that that means Melvin Gordon would be about to go to the Eagles. Would Melvin Gordon on the Eagles concern you?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Dude, he is a difficult guy to defend.
Don't they have like 9 running backs already?
But none of them are Melvin Gordon.
Sure.
To make it through 16, tough. All right. He doesn't do that very well. But the dude, whenever he is on the field, is you got to know where he is all the time. And the Eagles already have a pretty interesting passing game. To know they would have something like that involved too, God, that'd be sick. I wanted Melvin Gordon back whenever he was being drafted. You know, I was whatever we can do to go get that guy. He was the player I wanted over Gurley, and Gurley's turned out to be, you know, a fantastic player too.
Super random question for you. Maybe like we investigate this further at another point. If the Cowboys could engineer a trade where they sent Zeke somewhere else for a future first and sent a future second to the Chargers for Melvin Gordon.
I'm out.
Would that intrigue you?
No, I don't want to do that. You have a durable back in Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, I really like.
Who's better than Melvin Gordon? Man.
I think Zeke's a really good player, dude. He can do all the things just as well, if not better, than Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon also be cheaper.
Will he?
You just told us we had all the money.
It's not enough. It's not. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Colby, you're right. We have $87 billion to work with.
Man. $85 million.
Okay.
Sure.
That's what I said.
All right, next, you want Redskins, Giants, or Cowboys?
Ooh, let's go with the Giants.
Okay. The Giants are, I think this is weird to me. The Giants are hosting their Fantennial kickoff party on Friday. And by Friday, I mean a week from Friday.
What?
Which I think is weird because the season starts on Sunday. And they're like, we are going to kick off the season after it started.
Okay.
But also during this, they're going to have it at MetLife Stadium, and on the big screen, they're going to hold a special presentation celebrating the 25th anniversary of the movie Little Giants.
Huh, where they beat the Cowboys, too.
Also confusing! Why wouldn't it be this Friday?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of, I mean, that's dumb.
You mm-hmm. want one more thing that's confusing?
Yes.
It is free, but you have to have a ticket.
What do you need a ticket for a free thing?
I don't know. So those are all of the things I can tell you about that. Now, let's go to Daniel Jones. Of course, the quarterback that was taken number 6 overall. Mm-hmm. Here's what Todd McShay had to say about him. He was really against this pick at the time. He said he had a great preseason, and I'm happy for him, and I hope he goes on to be a Hall of Famer, sort of.
Hold on. Did he really say
they
sort
did.
Of?
He did. I swear. He did say sort of. I understand why you would ask that question.
A lot of times you add stuff.
That's fair. I did not add that. 6 overall, I was surprised. He's played really... But call me in week 8. Let's see what's going on.
He's played really what?
Call me in year 5. Then he went on. I just didn't see him at number 6. I had a late second, early third round grade on him. But then he went on to say this, which I think is tremendous. The first 2 games, there was a lot of easy stuff. The 3rd game, I think it was, there were some throws where I was like, uh-oh, I might have been wrong. So, like, Todd McShay is admitting he might have been wrong, but also kind of sort of wants him to fail a little bit.
Just of course he does, so he can be right.
So he can be right.
So he doesn't really, he's not really okay with being wrong.
No, he makes what he makes because of being right, right?
No.
No? Mm-hmm.
Actually, the percentages of rightness when it comes to these guys
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
is Dane Brugler has one of the highest win percentages.
Well,
And that's not like that. That's a legit fact,
so
right
they,
there.
So they keep that record,
and,
right?
Yeah, and then Daniel Jeremiah is one of those guys too that's right up at the top. But Todd McShay is not right that often.
Yeah, he makes what he makes for his boyish good looks and his hair.
Yeah, and his ability to throw opinions.
That's kind of what I think about right Kirk Herbstreit sometimes.
I'm guessing if they keep this percentage and he's always down really far, then he needs a win.
No, well, ESPN, like, they invested in him and were like, we're gonna keep you around because, you know, nobody else in the market has anybody like this. And then everybody got people that are better and they've been like, oh, but we already pumped, you know, him full of stuff, so we have to keep it that way.
What?
Like, full of, like, they've been, their marketing and stuff. They pumped him up with the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hold on, real quick though.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, Devin, or Daniel Jones, or Clelin Ferrell? Which one would you rather have had out of that draft?
Ooh.
Number 4 overall pick, Clelin Ferrell.
I guess Clelin Ferrell, but
Hendrix Award winner.
I'm not super jazzed about that one.
Or Daniel Jones, the No Award winner.
I guess Clelin Ferrell.
You're welcome.
I don't know how I feel about that either.
He was the guy in the phone booth.
No, that's Clelin Ferrell.
Oh.
All right. Do you want the Redskins or the Cowboys next?
Well, let's see what the old Redskins are up to.
All right. So the Redskins, they're doing some moving and a shaking. They did cut Josh Doctson over the weekend, which we told you was probably going to happen. He went unclaimed through waivers. He became a free agent. He is now signed with the Vikings. They also let go of Samaje Perine, who went to the Bengals. In his place, they claim the hilariously named Wendell Smallwood.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, hilarious name?
His name
Wendell
Smallwood.
My grandfather's name's Wendell, Kevin.
Yeah, him and Maxine is still going strong.
Yes, absolutely.
Smallwood. So, yeah, they let Samaje go, and they brought in Wendell instead. Now, to the Cowboys by process of elimination.
Right.
Cowboys practice squad. The Cowboys practice squad will consist of Mike Jackson, Donovan Alumba, Chris Covington, Daniel Wise, Mitch Hyatt, Cole Hikutini, Ventel Bryant, Cedric Wilson, Mike Weber, and Clayton Thorson. Clayton Thorson is a quarterback who was previously with the... Do you know?
Huh?
The Eagles organization.
So Colts.
It is still the Eagles. And then also some Cowboys making the roster. They have made some numeric changes. Tony Pollard is switching from number 36 to number 20.
Yes, I saw this.
Most recently to wear that, Darren McFadden.
Oh, crap. Son of a biscuit eater.
I mean, he was sorry.
It was also worn by Mel Renfro.
Oh, okay.
So he was really
good. I know Mel Renfro personally.
Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Alfred Morris is switching from number 46. Then he went to number 23. Now to number 32. Where Donovan Wilson is switching from number 37 to number 26. In terms of the point spreads, I told you earlier that the Cowboys are 7-point favorites over the Giants and then the Redskins and the Eagles. The Eagles are tied for the biggest favorite of the week at 9.5 points.
Nice.
So hopefully...
What? Are you listening to the words he's saying, or are you just waiting for a breath to go, nice?
I like that they're kind of like pumped up as this team that everybody thinks is going to win. And the Cowboys are kind of this underdog. I'm really liking the way the Cowboys are entering this season. Because I think around here, we really think very highly of what this team is.
Yep.
And nationally, for some reason, everybody is all over the Eagles. They're just in love with them. And I feel like it's going to be a good thing for us, man. I really do. So, yeah, keep it up. Get them get all full of themselves while we eat with Zeke whenever he comes back in like 45 minutes.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the Dirk disrespect extends to a video game. Plus, I just, the most captivating portion of a list you're ever going to hear.
Oh, it's
going to
be so much fun. Let's do it.
Could it lead to a KNC challenge? Next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Got an interesting list coming up in just a moment. But before we get to that, am I just being an oversensitive homer in this situation? Dwayne Wade is going to be on the cover of the Legend Edition of NBA 2K.
Oh. Ooh, that comes out this week, I think.
Yeah, and we've known this for a while.
Yes.
That's not the news here.
Can I boo it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Boo!
Dirk Nowitzki also retired this year. And he
what?
Is, he's not. Yeah. Kevin, it kind of went understated. Especially in these parts.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because Dirk isn't the kind of person to talk about himself much.
Mm-hmm.
But out of nowhere, one night, Dirk got up there and told everybody at a game, very quiet, you know, just the people that were there, sure. Hey, I'm not coming back this year.
Oh, shocking.
Dude, that I still remember when he said that, because up to that point, I did not want to believe it.
And you heard everyone go, oh, and then he goes, I mean, come on. He kind of knew, right? I mean, like,
but nobody wanted to believe it. Yeah. But man, when you find out the stuff he had to do just to get on the court,
yeah,
I'm happy he's been put out to pasture. But
what?
You're happy?
Don't say it like that.
What?
Sounds like he got shot.
Huh? Well, he just retired. When you retire, you go out to pasture, right? And am I saying that wrong? Am I using that phrase wrong?
Put out to pasture. That's dead.
Oh, no. I've been saying this wrong my whole life. I always thought that just like whenever a horse can't run races anymore,
they shoot it.
Are you kidding me? They don't just let them go out to the pasture and walk around and eat grass?
No, pasture means they're dead.
And made to glue.
Yeah.
And horse meat.
Yeah. And if it's kind of a wild horse, made into crazy glue.
Oh, dear.
So... The head of EA Sports,
boo,
or 2K20's version said this about not putting Dirk on the cover. There wasn't like a really great reason. You got to pick someone, right?
Awesome.
Dwayne Wade is a very beloved player. Not that Dirk isn't, because everyone loves Dirk. 21 years, same team. That's incredible. No one's done that, but, and here's the part that irritates the hell out of me, but Wade is just an iconic player. He played with Shaq, who's someone we worked with. He played with Kobe, who's someone we've worked with. He's a Hall of Famer. So, you know, the time will come for everybody. So
what does that mean? Are they going to put him on the cover in a future edition of that game?
I guess so.
No, they will not.
But yeah, isn't that weird? They said that Wade's an iconic player, and that's why Dirk's iconic. Am I just being a homer? And Reggie, I know you're not a huge Mavs fan, but am I just a homer in this situation and being offended for Dirk?
No, I mean, I understand where the righteous indignation comes from for any Mavs fan. I think that Dirk is not as well loved as he is in Dallas, and that's understandable because he was Dallas's own almost, but it does feel like he is getting slighted on some level.
I was just thinking, if you went out to every human in America, every single one of them,
uh-huh,
and you ask, do you know Dwayne Wade? Do you know Dirk? Who gets more votes?
Dwayne.
I'm afraid that
you have to remember he's also a little bit more of a celebrity personality, especially with his wife now. Yeah.
He was just on America's Got Talent
those
because of
Gatorade
that.
Gatorade commercials that he does with her. And
that's infuriating.
The stuff that she does.
She's hot.
Or that she's claimed that she's okay with.
What? I've heard things.
Colby's hurt. Reggie knows. Everybody knows. How do you not know, dude? Are you serious? You don't know that stuff? Anyway, so.
The rooting and tooting, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The butt.
Oh.
So I'm just saying, and maybe I'm going to always, I thought it would be over. I thought when Dirk's career was over,
oh,
I would.
No.
I would stop.
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. I thought it was something different. Don't look up that. Don't look that up, kids.
I thought I would stop being, you know, feeling slighted for Dirk. And feeling like he deserves more respect than, you know, because his career's over. But evidently, that's just not the case still to this day. And you know what? I have a feeling, Kevin, we're going to be fighting for Dirk for the rest of our lives. We're going to be fighting to be like, no, Dirk was this kind of a great player. Dirk was this kind of greatness. And it was unique to anything we ever saw here. And people are going to try and compare Luka to him or even Kristaps for the next 10, 20 years, they're going to try and compare those guys, and I don't think they're even close to comparison. Luka's already more athletic than Dirk was, you know, and capable of seeing the court. And Kevin, are you okay over there?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you just said.
You're over
there
just around the edge.
I'm reading up about this, and oh, this is shocking.
I mean, it's close.
Something's got your tongue?
Oh, my God. Please don't anybody say they're going to butt in.
And now for tonight's
Thank
list.
God.
The Chive.
Gabrielle Union.
The Carlisle Mosquito.
Ooh.
Carlisle, Texas?
Mm-mm.
Louisiana?
Nope.
Minnesota?
Mm-mm.
Hold on.
I don't want to look up more about this, but I feel like I need to know more.
What is the Carlisle Mosquito?
I don't know.
Oh, Massachusetts.
There you go.
Huh. Colby, say that.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
The Mosquito bad news, Reggie. The Mosquito will not publish on September 6th.
Oh, it's because they're paying deference to
ESPN the magazine.
Yeah, I heard. I don't know if you guys heard this or not.
I seriously almost said the F word just then.
But I heard. Because
it was like we were back in the prep room where I said that many times. I was this close to saying it.
Tonight's list comes from theguide.com.
What? Freaky Gabrielle Union.
I'm not going to lie. Dude, you got to get past this, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being too anal about discussing this?
Yes.
Don't look it up.
You're being a real party pooper here.
Whatever you think it is. Oh, my God.
Just wipe the slate clean.
Whatever you think it is, it's a little different.
All right. So this was like a sponsored list of things on my Facebook page, and I clicked on it just to see. And then I was like, hey, some of this stuff's actually pretty cool. I want to get y'all's gauge on this. The 50 coolest things you can get on Amazon for under $50.
All right.
And so I'm not going to do all of these, but there are some of them that I thought were pretty cool. Your own Bluetooth-enabled R2-D2.
Ooh.
You can even program him to execute basic commands through your smartphone or tablet.
That's nice. Pretty cool.
Nice.
How much?
Under 50.
$40.95.
Okay.
It's little. It's a little guy. Maybe about a foot high, about a foot tall.
Oh, that sounds pretty big.
Yeah, but a Bluetooth padlock that opens with your thumbprint.
Whoa.
It registers up to 16 different fingerprints, so multiple people can use the lock if you choose to. And it's $36.
That is kind of cool. Until somebody just walks up to it with a glove and your thumbprint's already been on it. So
what do you mean?
Just, unlock the pad.
How did they steal my thumbprint?
No, your thumbprint's already there. All you have to do is add the pressure.
Maybe they chopped your hand off.
Ooh, interesting. They also have a Marilyn Monroe costume for your dog. A gigantic 5-pound gummy bear for $19.60.
That's it?
Yes, and this thing is enormous.
Colby, will you eat it?
How many pounds?
Five.
A five-pound gummy bear.
Think about what Gabrielle Union is willing to do. Would you not do this for us?
No, I'm not doing that for y'all.
Oh. Wait, which that?
Yeah.
Where do you start eating a gummy bear?
Oh, thank God.
The nose, right?
Don't say thank God. It could still go down that same path.
I don't know. I feel like you start with like an ear.
Okay.
Dude, I'm not making sweet foreplay love to the gummy bear. I'm biting its head off and I'm taunting its children.
Okay, if you...
I just killed your dad.
This is equivalent to 1,400 regular-sized gummy bears.
Yeah, no problem. You can shove like 50 of those in your mouth. So basically, it's just filling your entire mouth with gummy bears 28 different times. What's the problem?
If you do that, though, right? If you eat that many gummy bears or just this gummy bear, you're going to have to toss in a salad, right?
That is it.
I'm done with this show and your nonsense and shenanigans. You're too far. You've gone too far this time.
The 806. Can y'all hurry up with this segment? I have groceries getting cold.
Well, I don't know what to do about anything anymore.
So you went to the grocery store,
right?
And now you're staying in the car to listen to the segment. We can't
Why?
Rush it. It's like a fine wine.
It's really not.
I mean, it is pretty good.
Number for $44.89, you can get an inflatable bucking bull that turns in your pool.
Man.
It's an inflatable, like, it's a bucking bull.
What if it was a foal you were getting?
And you get to...
No! No! You,
when
no!
You, when you fall out, you just land in your pool. For $32.50, it's a bathroom essential for discerning poopers.
Oh.
Yes, it's a bidet.
Oh,
it's
what?
It's a bidet add-on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your butt is going to be so clean.
For the preparing 972, it. You start eating the gummy bear in that action zone.
You don't start in the action zone. You want to finish in the action
zone. I'm going to die. No. Now what are you doing to that gummy bear, Corey?
Man, you do need a bidet if you're going to be doing those things. God, this show is so gross.
They have a little claw game for your own self.
A little claw game?
What?
They have a suitcase that unfolds into a barbecue grill.
What? What? Why would that ever be necessary?
So you just crack it open.
You just go over to somebody's house and you're like, hey, and you just unfold it. We're grilling.
Yeah. But hold on.
Flight's delayed. Let's get some hot dogs grilling.
But aren't they going to be like, hey, Joe, why did you bring a suitcase over here? Anybody say barbecue? And you're like, no. I said, why do you have a suitcase and why is there a barbecue in that suitcase? All of which are valid questions.
Just get those ribs ready.
Oh, this segment is going to leave a bad taste in Corey's mouth.
They have a Nerf gun to end all Nerf wars. It is a 30 dart drum.
Whoa.
So it's got 30 darts, and it's just rapid fire. Huh. I still think that's not enough.
Right.
Because now it's going to take 2.5 hours to load that, you know, and it's going to be forever.
Man, how slow are you at loading Nerf darts?
8-pound bag of nothing but cereal marshmallows for $34.29.
Did somebody just go through and just take all the marshmallows out of other boxes and put them together, and that's how much they spent on the cereal was around $30, and then they're going to send it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually. Yeah.
No, so dude, you're going to go to the store and get a Lucky Charms box that's all oat pieces.
This stuff. Right. Because
they returned it.
Yeah. This stuff, you think that they just make the cereal all together at the same time? No, they make them separately, and then they connect them at the end.
Yeah, and then someone has to go back afterwards and pick them out.
Do you ever see the Crayola making on Sesame Street? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You watched Sesame Street. It was the greatest thing ever, but you followed the green one, and then all of a sudden, bam, it was mixed with all the other ones.
So you're saying
Take
that you
note,
think
society.
That Crayolas are made in the same way that cereal is?
No.
Both are edible.
Ooh.
Actually, I don't know.
For $34.95, a happy little waffle maker. Yeah, a waffle maker that makes these breakfast treats in the shape of Bob Ross's head.
I was out, and I stopped listening, and then I heard Bob Ross. I'm back in. What
yes.
are we talking about?
You can eat your breakfast with Bob Ross's head.
You can also get a Bob Ross toaster where the toast comes out.
Yes.
And what's great about that is because, like most of these items, when it doesn't work, it'll just be a happy little accident.
Mm-hmm.
Man, can you imagine, like, what would you pay if you poured the syrup on there and it just, like, made this little tiny tree that just, like, ooh, little tree.
Somehow they worked in the formation of the waffle.
Yeah.
Where it looked like Bob Ross until you poured the syrup in a certain area. Then
yeah.
it just covered him all up with a happy tree.
Yeah.
Kevin, That's do you remember amazing. The Ticket Oak?
Oh, I do. Oh my God. What is that?
For $9, you can get a Nick Cage coffee mug that is very reminiscent of that tree.
It all had all the classic elements of a Nick Cage script. First, it existed. Such a funny bit.
For $32, you can get a dank pillowcase.
Oh, you should get that for Roy.
It has a secret internal pocket for holding small quantities of whatever plant is legal in your state.
Weird.
But the outside of it looks like a High Times magazine.
Because yeah. nobody will know that yeah. inside the High Times magazine, there's going to be a pocket for your weed.
Mm.
A snack pack, if you will.
For $39.99, you can get a replica Lombardi trophy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
You set that up in like a glass case and trying to make it look like the real
yeah,
thing, right?
Yeah, I do.
Hell yeah. I think that's it, man. Those are all the funny ones that I liked.
Awesome. We're the KNC masterpiece,
oh
right?
Oh my God! I'm sorry, Kevin. There is a Star Wars waffle iron that makes the Death Star into your waffles. So Bob Ross or Death Star?
Ooh,
I mean, Bob Ross Star.
Death Star.
Bob Ross Star. All right, that's it, Kevin.
You sure?
The advent calendar that mixes Star Wars and Legos.
Ooh, yes, we have bought those numerous years. You can also get a Millennium Falcon waffle one. That's
really?
Pretty cool. Yeah. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right now, everybody, it is time for this on the KNC Masterpiece. And don't forget that we will be seeing It 2 on Saturday.
I thought maybe you almost forgot what you were going to tell people not to forget about.
It 2 on Saturday. Go to 105.3thefan.com/contests or click on contests. Either one, same thing. And then sign up, register so we can all hang out together for It 2. And maybe if you're lucky, Kevin will do the popcorn trick with you.
Oh, my Lord.
It's where you throw popcorn up in the air and catch it in your mouth.
No.
Oh, you got part of that right.
Okay.
I mean, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Guys, I am looking at the moment at multiple tweets. Some from Shippy, some from other people. Fish, Jane Slater, Clarence Hill. Nobody is reporting any movement on Zeke. There you go.
Oh. Okay. That's not what I expected you'd say, but fair enough.
Nothing's happened yet from what I'm seeing. Are you seeing anything?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Colby, you seeing anything?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Guys, one more thing. Sad news on the tennis front. Taylor Townsend just lost. The U.S. women went 1-3 in the fourth round, but at least unlike the men, they had people in the fourth round. The only surviving singles player going into the quarterfinals, men's or women's, at the U.S. Open is Serena Williams. So Taylor goes down in three sets. It is now Serena or bust for the U.S. hopes in the U.S. Open.
But what about Nadal?
I mean,
he's not American.
Oh, okay. But even still, did you see how Tiger was so excited to watch Nadal play tennis, Kevin?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Makes me want him to lose even more.
Oh, my gosh. Why do you hate?
Because I'm
just enjoy people winning.
Club fed,
you
baby.
Don't have to, you don't have to be on a team and never like other people.
Oh, you do not understand how I work at all.
I don't think you understand sports.
Yeah.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to Britain, where
hello, Governor
Carpenter Anthony Lelliot. He was cutting floorboards with an electric saw when he basically cut off two of his fingers.
Oh no!
And also took the saw right down the middle of his hand.
Mm. What?
The British doctors though pulled off a miracle. It seems that most surgeons that were being tasked with this, trying to piece this left hand back together, would just say it's a lost cause.
Sure.
17 hours of surgery, they were able to do nerve grafts from his feet and also from his forearms in order to get the hand back functioning. He did end up losing his middle finger because they wanted to be able to get the other fingers to work with these nerve grafts, and so that would have been too much to try and get the middle finger going.
Colby, would you even want to live without your middle finger?
I have another one on the other hand.
Ooh. Okay.
As long as they're saving the thumb and pointer finger, that's pretty much what you need.
Okay.
Maybe something to grip the bottom of the controller. But the problem was is that they didn't have enough skin to cover where the saw went through. They couldn't get that to grow. So they took his left hand, made an incision near his groin.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And sewed it to that so that that part would help.
What?
Would help graft the skin over it and cause the skin to grow back, which it did.
Oh, goodness.
So, but
how long did that take?
For 2 weeks.
He had to have his hand on his crotch.
He walked around with his left hand sewn to his groin.
Oh, that's too bad for him. Or maybe it's great for him.
He'd love that.
What are you doing? Are you the doctor?
Doctor said I have to put my hand here.
Yeah. I mean, it's attached. So, by the way, that did work, and it was able to now grow skin there, and he's actually starting to gain some kind of movement in his left hand.
Oh, in his hand,
right? Yeah. But for 2 weeks,
he just
walked around, I guess, basically trying to show people how
large
he is.
Trying to see my hand has movement. Hand has movement. Hand has movement.
Look, it's working.
Oh, it does.
It's working.
Down where your nuts hang.
It's pretty much where his hand was.
What are you doing, dude? I mean, it's true. Uh-huh. If the president can say it, we can say it.
That's right.
Jackson's, guys, one more thing. Jackson State's mascot got flagged for a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty in Sunday's game against Bethune Cookman. Yeah, that actually happened, Kevin.
Bethune.
But that's what I said, Bethune. It was a wild weekend of football. But Jackson State's Jordan Johnson hauled in a long touchdown pass. There was a bit of a pileup after the catch, which included Jackson State's Tiger mascot, who excitedly ran over to the action and tried to pull players off his wide receiver. That didn't go well with the refs, who threw a flag on the mascot because this is college football and no fun is allowed.
Silly. I don't like it. Guys, one more thing. More tennis news for you. Naomi Osaka who stamped out Coco Mania for now over the weekend. She lost today. Novak Djokovic lost yesterday. So both the number one seeds and defending champions are out. Interesting note about that. Both the number one seeds for the men and women are out before the quarterfinals for the first time in the open era at the U.S. Open. So top seeds have fallen. Go Club Fed.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go over to Milwaukee, where this actually happened on August 17th, but the Milwaukee Police Department is now trying to get everyone's help to try and find this guy. So this guy walks into a hospital with a cardboard box and a little dolly, a little two-wheeler. He walks in, walks up to the ATM, puts the cardboard box over the ATM, cuts all the wires in the back, puts the dolly underneath it, walks it right out with nobody saying anything, because the cardboard box on the outside just looked like a normal Home Depot box and stuff that he should have been walking around with. He was dressed kind of like a construction uniform and just walked right on out. Nobody said a damn thing. $17,000 in the ATM.
Wow. How many hours did it take for them to figure this out? Like, how long did it take for before they went, hey,
hold on,
the hell did that ATM machine go?
Yeah, it was when somebody noticed that the ATM machine was gone. Okay. Not that somebody walked in with a dolly and walked out with a box.
Right.
Stuff.
I'm just trying to figure out how long it took before somebody finally went, oh, crap.
It had to have been after
our
somebody
money
went to
is
go.
Gone.
Somebody may have went to go use the ATM because they needed cash for, I don't know.
Could have been days.
The popcorn guy or whatever.
Could have been hours.
So they got the photos out there, and if you recognize him, they'd like, nobody's going to, if you know this guy, you're going to be like, hey, break off about $2,000 and I won't say I know you.
Yeah.
Because he's got 17.
Yeah. What's he going to do with all that money?
So, I mean,
buy a new Home Depot box to go steal another ATM machine with.
Ooh. Profit just, on top of
it. Where do you put the, where do you put it?
What?
The ATM. Do you have it like in a truck or?
Yeah, he put it in his Subaru.
Are you serious?
Yes. His Subaru SUV. That's where he put it. And they didn't get a license plate on it. They didn't get nothing.
Like Subaru drivers typically steal stuff like that, though.
What is that based on?
They're wholesome.
Wholesome.
Yeah, they're buying Subarus because they're trying to take care of the world.
I thought it was because they liked 4x4s.
Every time you buy a Subaru, you again, a star gets named after somebody or something. It's something environmental.
What?
Something kind of environmental thing, dude. Yeah, check it out, man.
I think all of
that, big into the environment.
I think all that sounds like you're wrong.
Guys, one more thing. Did you see the Cubs game where they were stacking the beer cups?
Oh, no.
So some dudes in the outfield were just kind of standing around, and they decided to make a beer cup tower. So every time somebody in the outfield at the Cubs game finished a beer, they were like, hey, give us your beer cup. The thing got to be about 7 or 8 rows long. And everybody in the outfield section was just holding this thing, this little tower together.
Wow.
And then security came. Well, when security came, they started moving and passing the beer tower down towards the front so it would get away from the security guards. And people were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were having fun with it. They were like, we're not going to let this thing go, man. It was fun.
Okay. Nice. That's amazing. I approve of that. Guys, one more thing. Joe Johnson, who is the MVP in the Big Three, has already got workouts lined up with Detroit, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, the Clippers, and the Nuggets, and he just finished working out for the 76ers.
I'd take Joe Johnson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was in the NBA a couple of years ago, played 55 games, only averaged about 7 minutes per game during the postseason for the Rockets.
I didn't even know he was out of the NBA.
Really?
I really didn't. I thought he was still playing.
Did you know in his NBA career, Joe Johnson made $220 million?
Legend at the bank.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, who's more legendary at the bank, Joe Johnson or that ATM guy?
ATM guy.
Joe Johnson? What?
ATM guy. Dude, he stole an ATM machine.
Do we call ATM guy? Is that another code word for Dwayne Wade?
And that's all we got, ladies and gentlemen, for the KNC Masterpiece.
Wow. Oh. We are the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Weird schedule this week. Rangers and Yankees at 5:30 the next couple of days. So we'll probably be on about 8:45 p.m. So make sure you tune in, KNC, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Whiskey time!
Yeah, super gonorrhea is crazy, bro.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.